Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. In this episode, I'll discuss critical care scenarios where the monitoring and replacement of calcium are warranted. Routine efforts to monitor and correct the serum calcium level in critically ill patients only treat the laboratory number. There's no evidence that replacement has a beneficial effect on patient morbidity and mortality. Furthermore, there's some evidence that routine calcium replacement in the ICU may be harmful. A retrospective cohort of patients before and during a calcium gluconate shortage found that calcium administration was significantly associated with an increase in the odds of mortality, respiratory failure, and new onset shock. Importantly, the authors found that there was a dose-response relationship. As the dose of calcium increased, so did the likelihood of an adverse event. Specific scenarios where monitoring and replacement of calcium are warranted include hypomagnesemia, massive transfusion due to the citrate anticoagulants in the transfused blood, which chelate calcium, parathyroid disease, and drug effect, such as from cisplatin.